Good morning, folks. Welcome back to another episode of the Big Time Ballers Podcast. And, you know, it's a nice Sunday morning here. And I think one of the most interesting thing about today is that the rain has finally stopped, right? So we finally got some sunshine, and I'm excited about it. You know, I could be outside right now kind of just doing some spring cleaning, but no, you know, I wanted to get you guys a podcast because I just love you guys so much. And speaking of how much I love you guys, I really wanted to thank you all for your donations last year. I really appreciated each and every single one of you taking your hard-earned money and just giving it to me. That level of generosity is just, it's something to be admired. You know, I'm sitting here with two really weird objects. You know, one is like a championship belt, and the other is like this pretty cool looking trophy. They're man, I don't really know where they came from, but you know, I'm so grateful to have them in my presence, and I hope I never ever have to give them back again. But anyway, let's get into why we're actually having this conversation today. And you guys know, as I mentioned, you know, for 2 months I'm gonna bring you guys, you know, every Sunday, just bring you guys some podcasts. And then obviously as we get closer to the season, we'll start this up again. And over the past few weeks, you know, I've been breaking down the stats. And so today I'm actually gonna just dive into the entire overall big picture, right? So today we're gonna go through every owner. We're gonna start with the team that has the most wins in the season. I'm sorry, the most wins in their career. And then we're going to work through down to the bottom of the list. So when we start with number one, we're going to go through their career win-loss record, total career points, playoff wins, division titles, scoring titles, and how many championships. So without further ado, here we go. So coming in at number one, the team that has the most career wins in the League of Legends. No surprise here. The guys always just top of the list, you know, always racking up points, always racking up wins. It's Luke in the My Ball Zach Bird squad. Luke has a total career win. Total career wins, and Luke has 69. Total career losses, 50. 69 is number one, obviously. Luke also leads the league in most points scored in his career at 13,701. He has a total of 5 career playoff wins, which is tied for the third most. He is tied for the most division titles in league history with 3. He has 1 scoring title, and the one that I know he really wishes he had was the championships, which currently today he has 0. So Luke coming in number one. Coming in number two on the list is Build. Again, I don't think this should be a surprise to anyone. Build is extremely close. Build has a career total win of 67, so just 2 behind Luke. So Build, 67-52, 12,941 career points, 6 playoff wins, which is tied for second in the league, 1 division title, 1 scoring title, and then of course those 2 championships. Amazing. I'm tempted to say 2 online championships, but nevertheless, 2 championships. Coming in number 3, it's Mark, Eagle Empire. Mark is another team in the 60 win category. Luke, Mark, and Bill are the only 3 teams that are in that 60 win career category. So Mark is coming in at 66-53 career record, 13,291 points, 5 career playoff wins, no division titles, 1 scoring title, and 1 championship to his name. Coming in number 4, it's none other than yours truly, World Boss. That's right, T is coming in with 58 career wins, 47 losses, 11,680 career points, 12 playoff wins, which is tied for first in the league. And yep, there's only 2 teams that have total of, or double-digit career wins, career playoff wins. T is one of them. No division titles, no scoring titles, but he does have two championship rings to his name. Coming in number five, it's Chris Cummings, Who Dat Nation. excuse me. Chris has a total of 58 career wins as well, tied with T, but he has 48 losses compared to T's 47. Chris has 13,188 career points, and is the other team that has 12 career playoff wins, one division title, one scoring title, and of course, leads the league with his three total championship rings. Coming in at number six, it's Ryan. You guys already know Ryan. There's no list that you can put together in this league without seeing Ryan's name. Well, of course, you know, championships, but I think, you know, when it comes to everything else, you'll probably see Ryan's name on that list. Number six is Ryan Sukmaditka, career total 54-39, 10,170 points, six playoff wins, tied for the most division titles with his brother Luke, with three. And Ryan is the only team in the league that has the most scoring titles. He does have two, and as I mentioned, does not have those any championships to his name. And you can excuse my kids yelling in the background. They're actually playing a game of Madden right now, and you know, this summer I'm going to be teaching them how to play fantasy football, because you know, we just have to keep the dominance of the world boss bloodline just going for years. So yeah, that's, I'm getting them started. So good luck to you and anyone else that, you know, have kids that, you know, you want to teach them about the game of fantasy football. My only advice to you would be to just have your kids join a league that my kids are not in, because you know, I really care about the well-being of your kids, and I don't want them to feel like there's no chance for them to succeed with the little world bosses running around. Anyway, let's get back to the list. Coming in at number seven, it is Jesse. Jesse, shots fired, career record 45-48, 11,200 wins, two playoff wins. One of those was against me, never forget it. No division titles, one scoring title, and zero championships. Coming in at number eight, it's RJ, the Steel Curtain, of course. RJ's record, it's 40-52, 10,500 career points, four playoff wins, no division titles, no scoring titles, and he does have one championship that he won back in 2017. I'm sure RJ is missing that one. And, you know, like Aaron Rodgers said, right, you know, that 2017 championship, his trophy is looking lonely, and I'm sure he'll try to add to it this year. Coming in number nine, it's Cam. Already know, league favorite. You Belichick yourself. Record of 39-41. Cam has a great opportunity this season to get his career record above 500, which I'm pretty sure is something he'd like to do after the season he had last year. 9,339 career points, no playoff wins, one division title, no scoring title, and no championship. Coming in at number 10, it's Jason Sukmajanks. Jason is coming in with a 36-57 career record, 10,661 points, one playoff win, no division titles, no scoring titles, no championship. Hopefully, Jason can somehow find that success that he found in his very first year in the season and kind of make a strong push here. I know Jason had a great team, started out pretty good last year, and then just somewhere along the way kind of lost and started to fall down to the bottom of the league. Coming in at number 11, it's Walt Juju Train. Walt's coming in with a 27-40 career record, 7,835 points, career points, no playoff win, no division titles, no scoring titles, no championships. Coming in at number 12, it's Tyler. Yep, Tyler's coming in with a 26-40 career record, 7,681 points, two playoff wins, both of which came in the last season. No division titles, no scoring titles, no championship wins. Number 13 on the list, it's Shady Matt McCoy. 26-54 career, 8,796 career points, no playoff wins, no division titles, no scoring titles, no championship wins. And to finally round out the list, I don't think any of us are really surprised to see this name at the bottom of the list. It's Nate Easy Pickens, 24-30 career record, 6,016 points. He does have one playoff win to his name, no division titles, one scoring title, and one championship win. So there you have it, folks. Just a quick overview of everyone's career accomplishment to this point. And, you know, I really hope that I'll be keeping a close eye on some of the names on this list, right? Really looking to see if this is the year Mark and Bill finally get to be number one in this list, right? Can they dethrone Luke, you know, as the guy who's been leading the race from a career win standpoint for quite some time now? So I'm really going to keep an eye on that. Some of the teams that are just under, you know, sub 500, looking to see if they can get their career total wins over 500. I would really like to see either Luke or Ryan to see how bad they want to take the next step to be the guy that has the most division titles, right? I'm pretty sure you guys are tired of sharing this. You've been sharing this for a while. So it'd be good to see if one of you guys want to take the step to get four division titles and just kind of hold this for yourself. And, you know, Ryan, you know, with your scoring title being, you know, two, they are 6 other guys right now that have one. You know, it just takes one season for them to be tied with you as well. So really interesting to see how folks decide to move forward based on where they are today. So, as always, it's been a pleasure. If anyone wants to get on Big Ballers Podcast to go over anything about their stats, any questions you have, please reach out, let me know. And until next time, take care.